There's a reason why instruction manuals do not say, just put it together however you want. The manufacturers know that if left to yourself, you're likely to mess it up. Human wisdom will not build according to specifications and will not build with the correct materials, but will build according to ease and convenience. In this way, human wisdom harms. I know this because I consistently do this. Not too long ago, the kids' trampoline had some of the poles start leaning and coming loose. You know, those poles that hold up the net that surround the trampoline and keep everything in place. Well, the bolts that fastened those poles to the frame of the trampoline had become loose, they had fallen off, and they were lost. Well, there's a pretty simple fix to this. You just look at the bolts on the other poles that were still intact, and then you go to the hardware store to get some more. But I didn't want to do that. That wasn't convenient. I thought I had a better way, or at least one that could get by, and that was zip ties. I would thread that zip tie through the holes in the frame and the pole that the bolt was supposed to go through and zip it tight. Several zip ties should do the trick. After all, zip ties are the modern day duct tape. Well, the fix lasted for about an hour's worth of jumping. And then we were back to the same predicament. Sometimes human ingenuity can do more harm than good. And when it comes to the church, human wisdom always harms the church. And so we are to build the church and boast in Christ by banking on the wisdom of God. Human wisdom harms the church. Biblical wisdom builds the church and boasts in Christ. Today, when you pray, please pray for Harrison Orellana and his family, our changemaker missionaries in Peru. And also remember the Luo LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Kenya and Tanzania.